Today is the last day for public comments on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council's plan to control the number of Yukon River Chinook salmon caught incidentally by the Pollock trawl fleet in the Bering Sea. With even subsistence kingfishing on the river shut down this summer to meet the requirements of a treaty with Canada and a federal fisheries disaster declaration, villagers have been campaigning for stronger measures to curtail the bycatch. On today's public radio call-in show, Talk of Alaska, Representative Don Young said it might be time to consider enhancing the Yukon River's salmon runs with hatcheries.
I'd like to see the state put a fish hatchery in the Porcupine River. They do have a small run now. It goes up to Old Crow. There's no pressure on that run. And we could generate a tremendous amount of new fish and quit arguing over the fish we have. Let's produce more fish.
It would be located where the Porcupine River flows into the Yukon River, Fort Yukon, which is Young's Alaska home. The Yukon does already have one small hatchery in Canada near Whitehorse. Responding to several questions about the Yukon River salmon issue, Young said he favors incentives to cut down the Pollock trawl fleet's bycatch. The plan now out for comment sets a hard cap of 60,000 Chinook if a vessel signs onto an incentive plan. Should the cap be reached, the entire fishery would be shut down. Young said his recommendation was for a lower cap and a stronger incentive.
One of the suggestions I had, and this is again up to the council, I will not tell the council what to do. But I've suggested to them that they lower that cap, that quota of bycatch. It was too high. They lower it to a lower point. And then they award those that don't catch bycatch by able to catch more of the Pollock's quota.
The Pollock fleet caught 120,000 Chinook in 2007, twice as many fish as the hard cap would have allowed. But in 2008, the bycatch dropped to about 20,000, and last year it was below that. Young said managers need better information about the Yukon River's salmon runs.